We are on test Vav Amud Beis on the bottom line. And today we'll learn the Ilu Mishmas Devor Bas Rabbi Yitzchak Aaron. As the Yard said, it's today, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. So here we go. On the bottom word of Daf, test Vav Amud Beis, Ditanya. Ditanya. We looked at a Brisa. What did we learn at a Brisa? About what? What's going on? Says the Gemara. We ended off yesterday that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir had a machlokes on whether Mashke has the ability to be metame other things. That's where we left off yesterday. Did Tanya, the Lord did a Brisa. Suffek Mashkin is lemetame tame, lutame acherim tohor divirab meir. What's Suffek Mashkin? Says Rashi on top. Kishinolad Suffek bimashke betrilas tumaso. I don't know if this mashke is tummy or not. There's a suffix. Is it tummy? Is it not tummy? For example, kigod, for example, tummy. You have a tummy person. Shepashat raglo b'mashkin. He took off his socks. And he's walking around, barefoot, around mashkin. Tahorin. The mashkin was tahorin. Suffix noga, suffix lo noga. There's a suffix if you touch that mashkin or not. We don't know. Have a suffix mashka latame. This is a suffix whether the mashka is tame. Shinola lo suffix tuma. A suffix tuma was created here regarding this mashka. Tame. The mashka is tame mina suffix. It's a suffix. Dikasavar, tumas mashkin lios atzman tamein doraisahi. Whether or not the mashka is tame is an issue of doraisa. It's a suffix doraisa. Suffik d'oraisa l'chumra. Dichsev, it says in the Torah, v'chol mashka asher yishte. Hilkach, therefore, havele suffik d'oraisa. U'l'chumra. Suffik mashka, now, it's if it's a chumra. So, you hear the case? The case is, I'm not sure if someone, if the guy who's tummy touched the mashka, I don't know. Suffik d'oraisa l'chumra. However, suffik mashka l'tamei acherim, can this mashkila be metame something else? Kigon, for example, haisa makal biyado, get a stick in your hand, uberosha mashkin tamein, and in the end of the stick was mashkin tame, vizarka lebein hakikaros tahorin, and you shot an arrow, and the tip of the arrow was tame water, and you shot the arrow, and it went into a bunch of cookies. Suffik naga, suffik lo naga. You don't know if the cookies got tummy or not. Did it touch one of those cookies? To make the cookies tummy? We don't know. That, zeo suffik mashka tummy acherim. That's a suffik if the mashka was tummy other things. Kachi shnuya b'mesechtas tahiros. That's what we learned in mesechtas tahiros. Okay? The whole daf builds on this line. Suffik mashkin, litame tummy. In itself is tame, l'tamei acherim tohar. To make other things tohar, to make other things tame, it won't do. Again, it's a suffix. Divei Reb Meir. That's what Reb Meir says.
That's really a sfeik.
What? Why is it a sfeik?
Sounds like it's a suffix whether the mashka was
tame. No. The first case was, we don't know if the mashka was tame. The guy was walking around without shoes, barefoot, and did he touch the water or not? Suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. The water itself. Can the water be metame other things? That, no. No, it's not a sex
haker. No, you know the water touched something else afterwards.
No, we don't know if it touched. It's a suffix. The water is definitely tame.
Right.
Did it touch the cookie or not? We don't know. Can it be metame the cookie or not? No. Because then we're going to say suffix the rabban l'kula. It's on one suffix. Did it touch the cookie?
You don't know if his feet touched the water.
Then we say the water's tame.
The
now, but now I know the water. No, now I know the suffix, d'oraisa, so it's one suffix.
Correct.
Now. What? Right. So we're treating that water as if it's tummy. Does it have the power to be tummy cookies? No.
Why is that not a suffix?
This is not a two suffix. We know it's tummy water. We know it's tummy. That's not the case. We know it's tummy water. We know it's for sure tummy water. We don't know if it touched something else. Tar. The cookie's a tar.
If it definitely touched something else, then it would be tummy.
If what?
If
correct. If it definitely touched something else, it would be tummy. But it's a suffix. Tar. You got that? Now, this, every line here is important. That's what Rabbi Meir said that. V'chein hayi Rabbi Elezer Omer b'dvarav. And Rabbi Elezer said, I agree with every word he said. I agree with every word Meir said. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, l'kal tamei. It's tamei in every regard. What? Well, Rabbi Meir said that there's two cases now. Does the water itself become tamei? Rabbi Meir says yes. Rabbi Elazar says yes. Rabbi Yehuda says yes. Second case is, could it be metamei other things? Rabbi Meir says no. Rabbi Elazar says no. Rabbi Yehuda says yes. In every regard.
Why don't we hold?
Everything's going to be explained. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say, Le'ochlin Tamein, if it touched food, the suffic water, this Vadai Tamei maybe touched food, Tamein. Then we're going to say it's Tamei. But Le'kelim, but if it touched Kelim, Tahorin, then we're going to say it's Tahar. Okay? So it's Vadai water, Vadai Tamei. I don't know if it touched the cookies or not. The cookies are Tamei Misafik. If it's about a bunch of pots and pans, they're Tahar Misafik. They're Tahar. Food, yes. Kalim, no.
And the food that is Safik Tamei, can that then
be Metamei more things?
Yeah.
I don't know. So if you go further down, Rashi says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Le'ochlin Tamei, Im nolad safak zeh be'ochlin. If this suffix happened with food, kigon, for example, mashkim tamein, mashkim was tamei, no shayla about that. Shinish b'chu lebein akikaros. It fell between the cookies. Suffix nagu, suffix lo nagu. Suffix if it touched the cookies or not. Tamei is tamei. The kasavri mashkim tamein ochlin daraisa. Because he holds, these Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon hold, that Mashkin can make other food Tamei mid the Oraisa, therefore it's a Suffolk the Oraisa, and therefore we'll go L'chumra. Hilgach, Suffolk Nami, B'Rishos Yachid Tamei. B'Rishos Yachid, it's still Tamei. However, L'Kalim Tahorin, Aval Im Nolad Suffolk Zeh, B'Kalim. If the Suffolk was created with Kalim, Kigon, for example, Mashkin Tameyin, Tamei Mashkin, Shinish B'Chu Lebein HaKalim, and it fell among the pots, the water, Suffolk Nagu, Suffolk Lo Nagu. We have a Suffolk now. Did the water touch the pots or not? Tahorin. The pots are Tahar. Why? Because Suffolk, because they hold, Mashkin Ein Metamin Kli, Ela Midrabanan. Mashkin can only be Metamin Kli, Midrabanan. Velo Sfeiko, Val Sfeiko, Lo Gazru. And on a Suffolk, there's no Gzera. They didn't make a Gzera. The Rabbanan left it alone. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Darshi Yitma, Yitma, Kedav Yehuda. That's in 2 days from now. Why? Umihu, Kalim Lo. Fine, very good. Okay? By the way, if anybody's still keeping track, our Mishnah said, Rabbi Chanina Sigana Ka. Okay, I'm not gonna do that. Okay. Now the Gemara says, 1 second. V'savar Rabbi Elazar Mashkin Islu Tuma L'olam? Does Rabbi Elazar even hold of Mashkin that can become Tamei altogether? Does he even hold of that? V'atanya. Remember what Rabbi Elazar said in the Braisa here? He said, I agree with every word Rabbi Meir said. What did Rabbi Meir say? That Mashkin can become Tamei itself, but it can't become Tamei anything else. Suffolk. Mashkin itself is Tamei, but it doesn't have the power to become Tamei anything else. And Rabbi Elazar said, I agree with every word of that. Is that true? Rabbi Elazar holds that? That Mashkin can become Tamei? For Safar Rabbi Elazar Mashkin Itzlehu B'tumah D'Olam? For Tanya, we have a Braisa that says like this, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Ein Tumah L'Mashkin Kol Iker. There's no Tumah by Mashkin at all. There's no Tumah by Mashkin at all. Teda, I'll prove it, that there's no Tumah by Mashkin at all. Sharei, Heyid, Yosef ben Yoezer ish tzreda. Yosef ben Yoezer gave a testimony al ayel kamtza dachan on some certain grasshopper that is tahar. That's not our discussion now. The al mashkin in any liquids base mitbechaya that is found in the azara dachan is tahar. What liquids are found in the Azara? Two liquids, blood and water. Washing, whatever, water's there. There's two liquids there.
Olive oil?
That's not in the Azara. That's on the Mizbeach. That's coming up soon.
Okay.
In a half hour. That's on the Mizbeach, and wine also on the Mizbeach.
But
in the case is, let's look at Rashi. Rashi says it's on the third wide line, where it says Mashkin Beis Mitbechaya. Al Mashkin shall Beis Hamit Bechayim Sheba Azara. On wine, on liquids in the Azara. Kigon Dam V'mayim. Dam and Mayim. Shein Dachon. They're Tar. Shein Makablum Tuma. They can't become Tamei. Rabbi Elazar said that in the name of Yossi ben Yoezer Ish Tzreda. Alma, what do you see? Tumas Mashkin, the Rabbanan. Tumas Mashkin, the whole world of Tumas Mashkin is only the Rabbanan. Ubahani lo gazru, mishon hefzid kachim. And in the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't make that gzera because they didn't want to lose kachim always. Di doraisa, because if it would be doraisa, hechi matzi Rabbanan l'tahrinu. How can the Rabbanan get undo that? How can the Rabbanan in the Beis HaMikdash there's no tuma. How can they say that? It must be, it's only the Rabbanan. It must be. And they have the power, to say the gzera of the Rabbanan didn't apply to the Beis HaMikdash. If it was doraisa, how could they say such a thing? Okay? So what's the case? The case is that water or blood got tameh in the Beis HaMikdash, and there's no tuma. Just like tuma doesn't apply on things that are not kalim, some random block of wood, no tuma, right? Tuma doesn't apply on liquids. That's what Rabbi Elazar said in the name of Yossi ben Yoezer Ish Tzreda. Okay? Now, Hanichel L'Shmuel, this could make sense according to Shmuel. Now, it's a little bit of a problem, because Rabbi Elazar said, I agree with Rabbi Meir, that there is Tumah B'Mashkin, Misafik. But I hold up Yossi ben Yoezer that there is no Tumah B'Mashkin.
Only in the Beis HaMikdash.
Okay, so, no, but you see from here that Mashkin are only Tumah Midrabanan. Because if they were Tumah Midaraisa, they couldn't make a Gzeira in the Beis HaMikdash, couldn't get rid of it. So, but when he was talking about Rav Meir, he was talking about Midaraisa. Safek Daraisa L'chumra. So if the water touched, if a guy's toes touched the water, I'm not sure. Rav Meir said it's Tamei. Why is it Tamei? Safek Daraisa L'chumra. Second Rav Elazar on the one hand say, I agree with that. Safek Daraisa L'chumra. And I agree with that. No Tumah by liquid because only Darabanan. It's a Stira. How are we going to resolve that Stira in Rav Elazar? Well, I'll tell you simply. Hanichel Shmuel. Shmuel is very simple, according to Shmuel. The Arma who said, when Yossi ben Yoezer said that there's no tumah in the Beis HaMikdash for liquids, what he meant was, the Arma, dachein melatame tumas achirim, that the liquids can't make anything else tameh. Aval, tumas atzman yesh behem shapir, but they can become tameh itself, it's not a steer at all. Rabbi Elazar said, I agree with the mayor that liquids can become tamei themselves. And I agree with Yossi ben Yoezer that they can't be metame other things. Exactly the same shita. Perfectly lines up. You got that? Everyone got that? El Rav, but according to Rav, to Amu who said, Dochan Mamish, no. Yossi ben Yoezer said, Tohar Mamish. Can't become tamei itself. It can't make other things tamei. Liquids in the Beis HaMikdash are not tamei. Michael and Amar, how are you going to resolve this stira in Rabbi Elazar's shita? According to Shmuel, it makes sense. According to Rav, it doesn't make any sense. How can on the one hand Rabbi Elazar say, I agree with Rabbi Meir that that liquids can become tummy, but I agree with Rabbi Yosef and Yosef that they can't become tummy? How could that be? So Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak, Achada, when he said that he agrees with Rabbi Meir, he was only talking about the second statement of Rav Meir. Right? Rashi says, Achada, Hadik Amar Rabbi Elazar Kidvar Rav Meir, Alatame Acherim Tar, Rav Meir Koi. Right? Avalatame, in other words, when Rabbi Elazar said, I agree with Rav Meir, he meant, I only agree with him on the second part, that there's no tuma on other things, that liquids can't be metame other things. On that, I agree with Rav Meir. On the first part, when Rav Meir said that the liquid itself can become tameh, I don't agree with that. Because I hold like Rav Yossi ben Yoezer. And it can't be. No, Yossi said, no, it's a machlokas what Yossi ben Yoezer said. It's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. But according to Rav, that Rav Yossi ben Yoezer said, there's no tum on liquids at all. And Rav Elazar said, I agree with Rav Meir. Exactly. What did Rav Meir say? Rav Meir said that liquids can become tummy themselves, but they can't make other things tummy. How does that jive with how Rav explained Rav Yossi ben Yoezer? Rav said, Yossi ben Yoezer said, there's no tummy liquids at all. No tummy liquids at all. And Rav Elazar said, I'm mentioning this. I'm being made on this. I agree with it. How can he agree with both? When he said that he agrees with Rav Meir, he meant on the second half, that liquids can't be tummy other things. Rav Meir said, liquids can become tummy themselves. Says Rav Elazar, I don't agree with that. Of course I don't agree with that. Halacha Yossi ben Yoezer. I don't agree with that. So Gemara says, 1 second. That can't be right. That can't be the right answer. V'akidvarav ka'amar. But it said, I agree with his words. The nefishi, which is a lot of words. Not one thing, more than one. V'od, also. V'havachin katari. It says by Rav Elazar, v'chein, and I also agree with that. How can his shita jive? Kasha, it can't jive. It's a kasha. Okay? Next. So far so good? Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to get into this nitty-gritty machlokas further. Gufa. Rav Amar, Rav said that when Yossi ben Yoezer said there's no tumas liquids in the Beis HaMikdash, he meant there's no tumas liquids in the Beis HaMikdash at all. Rav Amar, Dachan Mamish. Mamish. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, Dachan Melotam Tumas Acherim. No, the liquids in the Beis HaMikdash can make other things tamei. Avol Tumas Atzman Yeshlehen, but they can make themselves tamei. Rav Amar Dachan Mamish. Rav said, Mamish, Kasavar, he holds, Tumas Mashkin Derabanan. Tumas Mashkin is only Derabanan. Right? Rav held, there's no Tuma in the Beis HaMikdash for Mashkin at all. How could he hold that? Tell you how he holds that. Because the whole concept of Tumas Mashkin is Derabanan. The rabbis made it up. V'chigaz Derabanan, Mashkin Da'alma. When they made this Gzera, they made it on liquids everywhere but the Beis HaMikdash. U'mashkin Beis Mitbechaya, lo gazer. In the Beis HaMikdash, they never made the Gzera. So therefore they're all tar. Completely tar. A dead body falls on top of water, the water's tar. In the Beis HaMikdash. Why? It's only Derabanan, we didn't make a Gzera here. If a dead body falls on water outside the Beis HaMikdash, it's only Tumas Derabanan. The rabbis made a Gzera. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, Yossi ben Yoezer said, Dachan, it itself can become Tameh, but it can't be Tameh other things. Shmuel Amar, Dachan mol Tameh Tumas Acherim, it can't be Tameh other things, aval Tumas Atzman yesh lahen, kasavar, Tumas Mashkin Atzman Doraisa. The fact that something Tameh, the fact that liquids can become Tameh, that's a din Doraisa. Therefore, it has to apply in the Beis HaMikdash. But the power of liquids to be other things is the Rabbanan. Therefore, when they made a gzeira about such things, they never made this gzeira in the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, liquids themselves can become tamei. To be tamei other things can't happen.
So how does Shmuel explain whether liquids can be the
It's Gzeira Derabanan.
Shmuel just said it's a Deraisa.
Only to become Tamei itself. Only the liquids can become Tamei itself as a Deraisa. The dead body touches the liquids become Tamei. Now can the liquids make me Tamei? Or the Keli? That's Derabanan. Only itself to become Tamei is Deraisa, not to become Tamei other things.
We said that before, it will be
Tamei. Only Rabbi Yossi said that, Rabbi Shimon said that. Only they said that. We're going to get back to them. Don't worry. We're getting back to them. As a matter of fact, the whole reason we brought this Brisa was to show you the difference between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. Right? That's the whole reason we brought this Brisa. It was Rav Meir and Rav Yossi on liquids can become Tamei or not. That's how it started. Now we're on a tangent now about Rav Elazar. Then it was a Machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, how to explain the statement of Yossi ben Yoezer. So we didn't get back to Rav Yossi and Rav Shimon yet. We're getting there. Yeah.
Didn't we say at the beginning of the parak that something that was made tamei but wouldn't make anything else tamei was possible rather than tamei?
Okay, it's a linguistic thing. They call that word pusel. That's all. And we call it tummy, if it can be made more tummy. That's all. So why do they do it by liquids? I don't know. Fair question. I don't know. Now, v'chilo gazer rabbanan latumi acherim aval tumat atzmon yesh lahen? I'm sorry. That's not a question. V'chilo gazer rabbanan latumi acherim aval tumat atzmon yesh lahen. Same thing. In the Beis HaMikdash, since liquids be matami, other things is a derabanan that did not exist in the Beis HaMikdash, but the tumah itself did exist in the Beis HaMikdash, because liquids are daraisa, according to Shmuel. Amalei Rav Huna Bar Chinuna Lebrei. Rav Huna Bar Chinuna told his son, Ki aliyas lekamei de Rav Papa, when you go to Rav Papa, Romulei, ask him the following question. Mi amar Shmuel docham ulatamei tumas acherim, aval tumas atzmon yeshlan? Is that, does Shmuel really hold that? Does Shmuel really hold that tumah itself, yes it has, liquids, yes tummy, but it can't be tummy other things that it doesn't have? Kari lekan, what about the following pasuk? The pasuk says, V'abasar sheyiga b'chol tummy, lo yochel. Any basar that touches meat, you can't eat it. And Rashi says, what? Any basar, what did I say? Oh, I'm sorry. Any basar that touches tamei, you can't eat it. And the pasuk continues. And Rashi says, the Rashi, Nihi demashkin lo mitamei ochlin tum ochlin dechulin. Mashkin can't become make tamei chulin. Mi whoever gabi kachim ash yiga b'chol tamei ksiv. It says yiga b'chol tamei. V'kivon de omar mashkin tamei midaraisa la'atzmon basar kodesh and again ben hare naga b'tamei. Meaning, this pasuk seems to say that Mashkin can make tameh other things in the Beis HaMikdash. How could Shmuel argue on this pasuk? So, Amar Shisha Breid Ravidi, Midi Dahavi Aravi Bakodesh. It's no different than a Ravi. What's a Ravi? A Ravi can become tameh, but it can't make other things tameh. So there's such a thing as something stopping. It can become tameh itself, and it can't make other things tameh. That's such a kasha. Maskef Lo Ravashi, Ravi Bakodesh lo ikri tame. Ravi Bakodesh is not called tame, Mr. Sheffrin. It's called pusel. Right? Hi, ikri tame. Here, we called it tame. Okay, kasha. That's a good kasha. I don't have an answer to that kasha. That's your question. Why are we calling it tame if it doesn't have the power to make tame other things? That's a good question. Don't have an answer to that question. Okay. Now, we're going to ask 10 questions now on Rav's Shita. Rav held liquids don't become tummy at all. No such thing. Min HaTorah. Maskifla Tashma. V'chalmashke asher yisach asher v'chalmashke asher yishte b'chal kli yitma. Right? It says, any liquid that you're going to drink in any kli is tummy. Right? How can Rav say there's no tumor by liquids? Feresh Pasuk. How could Rav say that? And the answer is, Ma Yitma. What does it mean, Yitma? It doesn't mean to become Tamei. It means Hichshir. To enable food to become Tamei, they have to first get wet. That's what this Pasuk means. The liquids have to first get wet. Hichshir? Maybe we shouldn't call Mashmalei. Shmashmalei. We learned that from the beginning of the Mishnah. From the beginning of the Pasuk. What does it say? It says, Mikala Ochel Asher Yachel. Right? So, from the beginning of the pasuk, we learn somehow that all liquids make that in order for food to become tummy, it first has to get wet. So why do we need to learn that twice? That liquids have to make that food has to get wet before it can become tummy, susceptible to become tummy. After once upon a time, it gotten wet. So why do we need to learn that twice? The answer is because there's two types of liquids. There's liquids chad betlushin, liquids that are so to speak detached. In my refrigerator, I got water. And chad mechubarit. And there's liquids that are still attached, like the river. And tzmichi. I need both. Diyash me'inan betlushin. If I would have only learned that liquids that are detached can make salads tamei, mishum da'ach shevinu, because they are chashav. Because I went down to the river, I took water out of the river, and I put it in my refrigerator. You know what I hold from this water? I hold very much from this water. I removed it from the river. I hold very much. So yeah, this is very chashav, a liquid. I bothered to go down to the river to get the water for myself. It's very chashuv liquid. This liquid can make foods tamei. Avol mechubarin. But if it's in the river, aim a low. Who said? Maybe it doesn't make foods tamei. V'itana mechubarin. And if only would have learned mechubarin, mishum dekayim beduchtayu. Because it's chashivi. Because it's, look at this. Hashem made a river. The river is right here. And this river is a beautiful river. And you know what? This river is right here where it's supposed to be. And it has the power to make other foods tamei. Avol b'solution. But if I take water out of the river, maybe I've downgraded the water because I've taken it away from the river. Aim low, maybe not. Tzrichi, that's why even you had that too. So all kinds of liquids can be machshir tuma. And that's why the pasuk says it twice, because it's two kinds of liquids.
How can you say a river makes somebody tamei?
A river doesn't make someone tamei. What it does is if you have an apple, and the apple's detached, and a dead person touches the apple, does the apple become tamei?
Yes.
No, it depends. Was the apple ever wet? After it was detached. When it's attached, everything gets wet. It rains. When it's detached, did it ever get wet? In order for it to become tamei, it once had to have gotten wet. It can be dry now. It got wet last month. The apple. How did it get wet? Either one of two ways. Either it touched liquids that are attached to the ground, or liquids that are detached. They're both good. They both will work to make the liquid, to make the food susceptible now to get tamei.
If you want it,
right? You have to want it, right? Toshma, another kash on Rav. How could Rav hold that liquids are not metame min haTorah? How could he hold that? It says, Ach mayon ubor mikvah mayim yator. That a bor mikvah, a mikvah and a bor, it can become tar. Which means, what do you mean it's tar? Obviously, it can become tame. So the Gemara says, no, may yator mitu maso. No, what it means is that a mikvah can serve as a way to make you tar. The mikvah, you go to the mikvah, you become tar. Now, Utlushin mimachshirin, can tlushin, detached liquids, can that serve as a way to make foods wet? We just said yes. Now we're asking on that question. Om Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, mashkin beis mitbechaya, the mashkin in the beis hamikdash, which is water and blood, lo dayin shei dachan, not only are they tamei, elo she'ein machshirin. They can't even make machshir. They can't even give the ability to food to become wet. Cohen brings an apple to the base of Middash to eat for lunch. Some blood got spritzed on it. Doesn't matter. That apple's never going to become tamei. Why? Because these liquids in the base of Middash don't allow food to become tamei. Doesn't help. Tirgum al dam. That was what we're talking about dam. If dam in the base of Middash touches the apple, the apple now is not susceptible to become tamei. But water in the base of the mikdash, yes. What's the chiluk? Right? Rashi says in the third line from the bottom, Laha diktani ein machshirin, when it says that liquids do not render foods susceptible, the next word is not the word adam. Adam. On the blood, the machshir based on the chay, alo amayim, not on water. Vidam kachim rachmana afke, the Torah itself is going to get dam out of this equation, like Rebchia is going to teach. Amar Rebchia, Rab Abba, Amar Biyochanan. How do you know blood of the Beis HaMikdash doesn't have the power to impart susceptibility to become tamei? Shinemar, it says, Al aris tishbechenu kamayim. What do you do with blood? You spill it on the ground. Dam shnishbach kamayim machshir. Dam that spills on the ground, that dam is susceptible to become tamei. In the base of mikdash, that's not what you do with dam. You don't spill it on the ground. Dam she'enu nishbach kamayim, dam that's not spilled on the ground, eno machshir. It doesn't have the power. And therefore, dam, so we say there are seven liquids that could be machshir, that only, in the base of mikdash, there are only six. What?
The seven liquids, are there rice or there are bun?
That what?
That liquids can become tamei.
The liquids can become tamei. Okay, it's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel.
Right. So then what do you need a pasuk?
Liquids can make foods tamei. Foods have to have gotten wet in order for them to become tamei. Okay. Which liquids? In the Beis HaMikdash, not dam. Dam won't work. Dam won't work. By the way, apple juice is not one of the seven liquids. So apple juice touches an apple. Now the apple can become tamei? No. Dam in the Beis HaMikdash touches an apple. Now the apple can become tamei? No. Dam doesn't work in the Beis HaMikdash. In your house, it does work. Not in the Beit HaMikdash. Why? Because in the Beit HaMikdash, that's not what they did with Dam. They didn't spill it out. They used it for Zrika. Right? Now, Maskev Rav Shmuel Bar Abba, Ami, Hare Dam Tamsis, Dinishbach Kamabein on Machshir. What about Dam Tamsis? Dam Tamsis is Dam, it's not... Dam Tamsis is Dam that is Nishbach Kamayim. So Amalei Rav Zera, Hanach Dam Tamsis, yeah, Dam Tamsis is, you're right. Dafilu Chulin Amilo Machshir. Even Chulin, it won't work. The Dam Tamsis is the Dam that comes out right when the animal is killed, right afterwards. It's not considered Dam. It's not considered Dam. What is it? It's like apple juice. It won't have any effect on the salads. Kibble B'nei Rav Shmuel Bar Ami, and he accepted that. Dam Rachmana, Rach Hazak Levilti Ochal Adam, Kidam Mo Nefesh, Dam Shenefesh Yotzebo Kari Dam, Dam She'en Nefesh Yotzebo Eno Kari Dam. So therefore, Dam Tamsis is not considered Dam. And therefore, that's not a kasha. Not a kasha, it's not a proof, it's not a statement, it's something. Dam in the base language doesn't work. Dam Tamsis never works. Why? It's not considered Dam. Okay. Toshma, another kasha on Rav. What did Rav say? Rav said, again, what did Rav say? Rav said that liquids are not tummy midaraisa. Can Rav really say such a thing? With the Brisa that says like this, Dam shenitma, if Dam became tummy, stop right there. You see, Dam can become tummy. According to Rav, liquids can't become tummy. Tummy Dam, now what did he do with this tummy Dam? Vizarko b'shogig, he didn't know it was tummy. He didn't know it was tummy. So you did the Zrika on it. Hurtza. It works. It's no problem. Bemazid. But if you sprinkled it bemazid, I knew it's Tommy. I don't care. Low Hurtza. It doesn't work. Right? Doesn't work. So what do you see from here? The Donka becomes Tommy. Answers to Gemara. Midrabanan. That's only Midrabanan. Right? Udalo, Kerb Yossi ben Yoezer, Ish Tzreda. That can't be like Yossi ben Yoezer, Ish Tzreda. Why? Right? Why can't it be like Kerb Yossi ben Yoezer, Ish Tzreda? What? Because he held that we don't make Zeres in the Beis HaMikdash on Tumas Mashkin. We don't do that. And now he was saying we're doing that. Fine. Very good. But what do you, how do we answer the question? Rav holds Midrabanan, the liquid can become tummy. Not midaraisa. Midrabanan. Tashma, another kasha, another braisa. It says in the braisa somewhere, Alma tzitz maratze. What does the tzitz help? So tzitz helps for certain kinds of averus that went on in the base of Mikdash, certain things that went wrong. The tzitz says it's not a problem. It's okay, it's fine. What, like what? Al dam. Here's the kasha. Dam. Al basar. Vel chelev. Shenitma. Bein b'shogig, bein b'mezid. Whether it got tame, b'shogig, or mezid. Here, Rashi points out, the shogig and the mezid go on the tumah part. On the sprinkling part, we just said a minute, a line before. If you sprinkle it b'shogig, it's good. If you sprinkle it b'mezid, it's no good. Here, it got tame b'shogig, or it got tame b'mezid. So, if it got tame b'shogig, the tzitz will work. To kasher the tumah. If it got tame b'mezid you made it tame, the tzitz is not going to help. Okay? But what do you see from here? The blood is tummy. So Rav, you said there's no Torah Mashkin. So we're going to give the exact same answer. Oh, by the way, Bein Ba'ones, Bein Baratzon, Bein Ba'yachid, Bein Ba'tzibur. Doesn't make a difference. What kind of, how it got tummy, what kind of blood it was. The tzitz will help for everything as long as it was B'shoge. What do you see? There's Torah Mashkin by Dam. So we're going to give the same answer. Midrabanan, Udalo, Kiyosi Ben Yuezer, Ish Tzreda. Toshma, another Kasha. It says in a brisa, "V'nasa Aaron is avon akajim," and Aaron can bear the sin of the kajim. Okay, Aaron will bear the sin of the kajim, meaning the tzitz will kasher some issue. What issue? V'chi eiza avon who knows it. What issue will the tzitz bear? What issue? Im avon pigol. If somebody made a mistake with pigol, and now the tzitz is going to say, "Don't worry about it. It's all good." The Torah says there's no help for that. Lo yiratze. It can't be appeased. There's no help for that. Im avo no sir. If the issue is no sir. Hare kvar nemar lo yichashev. The Torah already said, don't consider that. Now what am I going to do? Ha'enu no se el avon tumas, el avon tumah. The only thing it could be is tumah. Shehutra michlala b'tibur. Because tumah, by the way, is mutter if the whole Klal Yisrael is tumah. So what do you see? Tumah has a kula that none of the other ones have. And therefore, the tzitz will work for tumah. Right? Now, what tumah? What tumah will the tzitz work for? So we're talking about something.
That, not talking about tzitz now.
Yes, it is.
No, he's talking about that Aaron is going to be...
How is Aaron doing that? Because he's wearing the tzitz.
Can only be shared, right?
What?
Can only be shared.
No, no, no. A deeper question. What the...
Before.
What?
I think the tzitz was before.
It's the same... It's the same... No, it's the same question. It's a different brisa. It's the same exact question. It's about the tzitz. Because the beginning of the pasuk that says V'nasa Aaron Zavon HaKadshim, it says V'hoya al metzach Aaron. It's going to be in Aaron's forehead. And then he'll bear the sin. So it's clearly talking about the tzitz. What sin... Now, what's going on here? It's something goes on the Mizbeach. What goes on the Mizbeach? Well, we just said it can't be food. It can't be meat. Because that's pigle. That doesn't count. So what is it? Something that goes on the Mizbeach. What goes on the Mizbeach?
Blood.
Or meat,
wine,
all, but we're saying, but now we're talking about, so it could be meat, but it could also be anything tummy that goes on the base of Mikdash. What could that be? Solids and liquids.
So I'll say it's only solids and not liquids.
That's exactly what he's going to answer. But right now the Gemara says, my love, aren't we talking about tumah? Tumah's dam? Aren't one of the things talking about dam? Dam goes on the Mizbeach. What do you see? That it can become tummy. And I need the tzitz to kasher it. So you see clearly, no? Amar of Papa, lo, tumas kematzim, the kemitza of a carbon mincha is flour, it's a solid. That, if that became tamei, the tzitz will save it. Blood can't become tamei, according to Rav. It can't become tamei. So it's not a kasha. Right? If we look at the Rashi says, Lo Tumas comes in, Sha komate mater es mincha, because the komate is mater mincha, kidam hamater es mizevach. So it's like dam is mater the zevach. V'chol ha-kapara tuluyabo, and all the kapara is in that komate. V'hu adin, demati l'shnuye, Lo Tumas basar v'chelev. We could have answered, we're talking about chelev, we're talking about basar, that also goes on the mizbech, that also can become tamei. We could have given that answer. However, Aliba Derb Yoshua, Boy Tzitz, Damar, Amen, Basar, Ein Dam. So there's a machlokas about the Basar, because it's not tied to the Dam. The machlokas about that. Ela Nemo, Le Lupin, Kadivir, Akol. Rashi says he wanted to say something that applied to everybody. Everyone agree with, therefore we put everyone agree with. Okay?
Isn't Pickle and Nosa Tame de Rabbanon?
Who said?
I thought we said that in yesterday's draft when we were.
No, I'm not sure about that.
But you still
can't
offer it, so the tzitz can't be
merata. But it's for a different reason. Because the Torah said, I don't want pickle.
Right.
So by tumah, just the opposite. The Torah said, I allow tumah. If everyone's tumah, I allow it. So because of that reason, we'll make it when it comes to tumah. The tzitz will work. When will it work? On liquids too? So you see liquids have become tumah? No, not on liquids. Okay, now we'll start the next one. We have 2 minutes. I'm sure I'll probably start over from here. Tashma. Because a Kohen is not liquids. A Kohen's a person. This whole Gemara is because Rav held liquids can't become Tameh. They can't become Tameh. Now to us, we grew up not knowing this. We think liquids can become tummy. So I don't know if we hold like Rav or not, I don't know. But he held liquids can't become tummy. How could Rav hold that? There are so many places where you see liquids becoming tummy. And Rav is getting out of every single one of those cases. Either arguing it's Darabanan, or figuring out a way how to get out of it. So here, just figure out a way how to get out of it. He said, we're not talking about dam. Since it doesn't work for dam. Dam can't become tummy. What are we talking about? The kemitza. Now another kasha on Rav. Toshma. Chagai Hanavi is the whole daf tomorrow. Chagai Hanavi comes to the Beis HaMikdash to test the Kahanan if they know the halachas. And he asks him the following question. Hein Yisa Ish, Basar Kodesh, Bekanaf Bigdo, Vinoga Bekanafo, El Alechem, El Anazir, El Yayin, El Hashemin, Ve'el kol ma'achal hekdesh. Meaning, he says like this. A sheretz touched the lechem, which makes the lechem into a rishon. The lechem touched the nezid, which is a bean. The bean touched the yayin, and the yayin touched the shemen. What's the story with that shemen? So you see right away, liquids can become tamei. It's a pasuk in Chagai. You see right away, liquids can become tamei, no? Black and white. Chagai says, is it tamei or not? The amru lo, and they said, no, it can't become tamei. The shemen's not tamei. What about the wine? Right? But anyway, they said, no, shemen's not going to become tamei. What? No. The reason is because the issue is about whether or not it's a revi. For Amar of Misharshia, and of Misharshia said, for Amar Rav, and Rav himself said, Ishtabish Kahani. The Kahana made a mistake. They were wrong. How could Rav say they were wrong? Rav's the one who held there's no kachim, there's no tone by kachim. Right? So, look at top Rashi. Ishtabish Kahani. Shetar Ruvi Yiba Kodesh. They said a Ruvi is Kodesh. How could they say such a thing? Alma, Yayin Vishemer Damashki, Beis Mat Bechaya, Ninu Vitamu. Yayin and Shemer in the Beis HaMikdash are Tomei. Because Chagai asked them that question, they gave the wrong answer. V'i Tumas Mashke Derabanan. You want to tell me it's only Derabanan? That's the one to give me that answer? Ha, Amarta, the Lodazar Alayhu. First of all, there's no Gzer yet. V'inami Tumas Derabanan Kabadik Luhu Chagai LeKahani. And you want to tell me that Chagai was asking the Kahanim about Tumas Derabanan? Kvar Nigzar Gzeira Alamashkin B'mei Chagai Hanavi Shemam Shanesh Hagdola. And this already existed. This Gzeira is already very old. Chagai already had this Gzeira. So he was asking him a Derabanan question. If that's the one to answer. Kasha L'Rav. Damar Dachar Mamash. Rav said it's Mamash Ktar. Right? Whether it's Daraisa, it's for sure a Kasha Rav. And V'Holeka L'Meimah D'Rabbanan, V'Dolok Yosef Ben Yuezer, D'Krolo Pallet. How can they argue on a Pasuk? How can they argue on a Pasuk? The Pasuk says, that it was Tomei. Chagai said they were going to get it wrong. How can they argue on that? The Mashmo, the Isla Aleo Tumah Yidaraisa, Yib D'Rabbanan. That according to Chagai, there was Tumah here on some level. So we'll stop right here. The question. The answer is going to be what we're going to do tomorrow. The answer is going to be Rav agreed on things that go on the mizbeach, like wine and oil. Then he agreed to such a thing as Tumas Mashkin. That's what the Gemara is going to answer tomorrow. All right. So we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.